This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Wiggy.
All right.
Classic right there.
All right, no diggity.
Blackstreet, Teddy Riley, and Dr. Dre.
Yes. Tomorrow, we are in Quincy at Granite Telecommunications, bringing you all of the excitement of the 12th annual Saving by Shaving event. And speaking of being on the road, 1 week from Friday, the second and final snow show of snow show season, we will be at Wachusett Mountain. And I hope you will join us. And if you like, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will get a couple lift tickets so you can ski or board with us a week from Friday on the 21st at Wachusett Mountain. And I think we're going to pregame. They have an incredibly fun Copper Top Lounge there with music and great food. And so I think we're going to pregame the night before right at Wachusett.
One of the best cafeterias for post-ski in New England.
Really?
Wachusett?
That is a bold statement.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm telling you, like, okay. I can still bring myself back to their mozzarella sticks and french fries.
Okay.
We used to go every Friday in my school.
Well,
I thought you were going to give me something more.
She loves a good mozzarella stick. That's her go-to order everywhere.
Well, when you said best cafeteria, I thought it was going to be something like unique and everything.
Your mic went off.
Oh, did it?
Your microphone went off, Wiggy. Get your microphone back.
No, it's just the light.
It's on. Oh, okay. The red light's just gone.
My apologies.
It's okay.
I apologize.
Yeah.
So that's a week from Friday. And we'll have whatever's left of the snow show merch. We got the hats. And it should be a blast. I cannot wait. I love Wachusett Mountain. So I can't wait to be out there with all of you on Friday the 21st. By the way, also, if you're one of the first 25 people there that morning and you download the Odyssey app right in my face, then I will also give you a lift ticket so you can ski or board.
Very cool.
Okay?
Yep.
So that's it. I am tickled pink to welcome a new partner to the show, and they are now presenting our Twitch broadcast every single day, and that is Springer's Jewelers of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And all this week, they are servicing your jewelry at a 15% discount. So head to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire now because the offer ends on Saturday at 6. Just go to springersjewelers.com. That's springersjewelers.com to learn more. All right, Chime, we have Hill Notes this morning?
We sure do today, Greg.
Okay, all right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, how are they today, Chime?
Pretty good. Let's take a listen.
Just pretty good?
Yeah, you know, I'll let you be the judge, Greg.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, people had a long weekend.
Lost an hour of sleep.
Yeah, people lost. People lost an hour.
Listen, I love the Hill Notes song.
You do? Yeah,
yeah,
you
I
do.
Mean,
it's your favorite segment.
It's like, I feel like this, the worse, the better. Honestly.
Okay. All right. So kind of like the Patriots and free agency, the worse, the better?
I don't know about that.
All right. Go ahead, Sean.
You wouldn't, she wouldn't, they wouldn't. Wiggy, repeat after me. Wouldn't. Would not. Contract it. Wouldn't. There we go.
Wouldn't.
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 That's what you say. Wouldn't.
Yeah, wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying.
You say.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
And then my impression, you know what my impression of you is. I do it all the time to Mrs. Wiggins. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
He do that.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
No cap.
Yeah. No cap. All right. Okay.
Can you guys please get this loser
Jackson off the show? I mean, this guy sounds like he's 72. Never mind playing catch with his dad who's 72. I mean, how is that even, you know, possible with the age difference? I mean, Jackson stinks. Get him off the air.
Oh.
Jackson.
Jackson has such a big heart.
Yeah. He had a lead this morning. He gets excited about baseball season because he and his dad go throw a little catch.
Yeah.
So
I thought Brock it was a Meyer. Great lead.
Yeah, it was about the show Brockmire. Was that the name of it?
Yeah, I was recommending a show called Brockmire, and got a text after Jackson was on asking if we get some kind of a tax break or something for having him on. And I don't think we do.
Feels like there's a lot of hate mail today in Hill Notes.
Really?
It's kind of where it's leaning.
Really?
I love good hate notes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Courtney, how are you in media? Journalism, whatever you want to call it, really. And you can't even pronounce a friggin' name. Botched all three on the news. Michael Sagarala. You got a man. I don't know what it is, Courtney, but looks can't save everything.
So you think I'm pretty?
Yeah.
It is so nice. Thank you.
There you go. Take the positive out of it. There you go. That is good.
Yeah, names are not my forte. No. Never have been, never will be.
No, but hey, take the positive out of it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hot.
Thank you. Yeah.
There were some tough ones in the news today.
Yeah,
back
and,
to back to back.
And you missed, Greg. I crushed the names on Friday.
Like, really?
Friday, I was just
smashed. Who's the Dinov?
Yeah,
the Russian player the Bruins got.
Did you practice the new defenseman the Bruins?
I have not yet, John. No,
maybe it was because I wasn't here.
Yeah, you do make me nervous. I've said that before. When it comes to names,
I feel bad about that.
No. It's nothing. It's a me issue, not a you issue.
Huh?
Why
do I make you? I don't care. What
because you crush names. Like
So remember, everybody pronounces them differently.
Yeah.
Even though they might be spelled a certain way. Every time I think of it, I think of like the Key and Peele skit with the names A.A. Ron. So everybody pronounces them differently.
Yeah.
Chime, you okay over there?
Yep. Sorry. Okay. I was trying to edit something real quick.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, Luca, when you guard Jaylen Brown with your mouth open, it looks like you're ready for a big plate of food, you fat pant load.
That's not nice.
You started that at high speed.
Right.
Yeah, again, I was trying to bounce back. Sorry, my fault.
Was he saying Jaylen?
That one's on me.
I don't know. I can't.
I think he said Luca.
Yeah, he said, here, I'll run it back.
Can I just hear it the right way? What are you editing also?
Well, no, I was just editing. There's a lot of dead space, and I wanted to make. I got to make sure that they're all clean, Greg.
Okay,
and,
well, isn't Jackson editing them and putting them in for you?
Not generally, and sometimes things, you know, happen to slip by,
right,
and
okay,
I want to make sure.
Let's get to the bottom. Is he not doing? It's his focus to edit these,
right?
Well, there just happened to be a cut on Friday that had a really big swear in it, and so I like to proofread everything.
Okay,
Greg,
I'm
a proofreader.
I thought Wiggy was the one who swore.
No.
He did.
This one was audio. And from a couple
both
brothers.
Both are audio.
To be fair, it was a little hidden in the audio cut. And so that's why I like to proofread everything. That's all.
Yeah. And Jackson allowed that on the... I see Jackson. Yes, Jackson?
I don't know what swear you're talking about.
That's bad.
It was not great.
It was an N-bomb.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yeah, yes, yeah, it was.
That's not true.
But it was a good N from... Two brothers just talking about, I forget who they were talking about.
Was it during the news or when was
no,
it?
They said it.
They were talking about maybe, I can't remember if it was Tatum or Brown.
Oh, so what, it didn't have to do with the Hill Notes. I thought you were talking about Hill Notes.
No. It was they said it out here.
Okay, well, you can trust me with the Hill Notes. I don't know why my work's being edited again. I work all morning on this thing. I'm not going to throw something in there that's going to screw us.
The Hill Notes have been fine. But, it was just like two audio. You have to really be listening
And then you dropped an S-bomb?
Yeah, then I dropped an S-bomb.
What was that about?
That was Colin Cowherd. And then when he said the dumbest ever. Oh, did I say
Jeez.
That?
Jeez.
It's Colin Cowherd. Is that how you say his name?
Nailed it. Yep.
He has a national platform, and he says things, like we all say stupid stuff, right? We all say things, but like I don't mind people say stupid stuff that say stupid stuff. But when he starts to say Tatum's not the face of the league because we don't remember him, or he doesn't have anything like that's like memorable about him, and then he goes, "Well, Magic had such a great smile." LeBron throws the chalk up in the air before the game, and Jordan just had that snarl.
Yeah. You were getting mad, though, because Curtis was like, Colin gets handed scripts and doesn't actually, like, do anything, and, you know, people just drag Jason Tatum because Boston gets clicks.
Right. And then I was upset that you have a national platform. Like, if you want to be... The reason why Tatum's not the face of the league because he doesn't score this many points, or he's not able to do this for his team, or he wasn't the MVP. Like, all right, I get it. But when you just start going, well, because Magic Johnson had a smile in the 80s, that's why he was the face of the league, or because LeBron throws the chalk up before the game.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's like, bro, really?
8 a.m. on Monday, and Courtney still has yet to pronounce somebody's name correctly. A little show prep, please.
Yeah, you're right. No, the names in the news today, not my best.
I love the Pete...
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Curtis. Doesn't that human cannonballer know that wind doesn't affect takeoff or landing on a cannonball launch? Come on.
That was a crazy take by Curtis last week.
That was a bad weather person.
Because I would say, when we were talking about your flight, I said, I wonder if it's bumpy. And I was nervous about my flight because the wind was just so crazy. And he said, no need to worry. The wind actually helps.
Yes.
And I said, okay.
No. He goes, because what they do, the airlines, when they take off, they always take off with the wind at their back. That's why they have multiple runways.
Can you please stop saying it's Bergeron. It's Patrice. It's about 5 years old. Thanks.
Sorry, it's one of the all-time great drops. Yeah. I love that drop. I don't know why.
He was pretty good at it, though.
It's an old show. It's an old show thing, and right. I'm sorry.
I like it. It's good.
I just happen to love it. But all right, what's next?
Hi guys, how you doing? Just want to tell you it's a great show. It's so great how you talk about all different things. Yeah, Shime's pretty cool, too. Curtis is pretty smart. Courtney's pretty pretty. Wiggy thinks he knows everything. He's still a big jolly teddy bear, though. And Jackson's the man. And you can't forget about the hill, man. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Very interesting mood people are in today.
I don't know if I would have included that one, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the great
thing subjective.
About that's the great thing about Hill Notes. There's a little something for everybody.
He said Jackson was the man, so Jackson's like, yep.
Yeah, of course he played that one. Yeah.
Good thing we didn't want to give up a second round pick for Metcalf. We've been so good at drafting those over the years.
That's why I don't know why you wouldn't give up a second. I know it's a little high, or maybe at least offer them a third round pick for George. We've been talking about this all morning. George Pickens, right? Because
he's proven. If you weren't willing to give a second rounder for DK Metcalf,
maybe you weren't willing because you knew the big price tag that was coming with it. Because he said he wants $30 million a year, so maybe you can get George Pickens on a new deal for like $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's why they didn't want to go down the DK Metcalf.
Oh, you're big on the maybes.
Yeah. Well, that's
what
I'm
hoping
for. There's
a lot of maybes.
You're not getting A.J. Brown then, it looks like, if you weren't willing to give up a second rounder for DK, because he's probably going to want some new money.
You losers, spend some money!
Wow, that sounded like Dale.
Sign anyone.
That sounded like Dale.
Sign somebody, please.
You have a Charlie Coyle farewell dinner tonight. Where is that? In Rockland, Weymouth, Hanson, Abington, Whitman.
He's gone.
Well, we'll see how they rebuild it. I mean, there's a long road ahead, Wiggy.
Oh, you
brought it up earlier.
Yeah, Shine thinks they're going to be back in the postseason next year. I don't know what he's been drinking.
Nope, I didn't say next year. I said the year after that.
All right, so 2 years?
2027, baby. We're back on.
nice farewell letter. I should mention this because it's in the Globe, so probably nobody saw it. But farewell letter to Boston from Brad Marchand today.
All right.
Took out the ad, which I appreciate when players do that.
Yeah.
And it says, to Boston, thank you for welcoming me into this great city when I was just a young Canadian kid looking to break into the best league in the world. You allowed me to achieve my dream of playing in the National Hockey League and winning the Stanley Cup. For this, I am forever grateful. You also embraced me from day one and immediately brought me into your family. Since that time, I have become a husband and a father to a beautiful family. My family is now your family. We are Bostonians now and forever. Representing this city as captain of the Boston Bruins was the greatest honor of my life. And it was a privilege to wear the spoke to be over the past 16 years. Boston will always be a part of me, and it will always be a part of my family. There are far too many people I want to thank to be able to include in this short note, but just know how grateful I am for the time I spent in Boston playing for the Bruins. Thank you.
It's really nice.
Best so. Cap.
Yep.
What?
I don't buy when players do it. When players do it and they're not retiring, I get it. I mean, when they're retiring, I get it.
Oh, when they
okay. when they are retiring, I get it. When players do it, but when they're not retiring, we know that he did not want to leave Boston. So for him to sit there and I get it. Like I know you.
I think that's the best part.
No, he's being political, and I give him credit for that. But why not? You know.
So you didn't like when Brady did it.
But because we knew Brady didn't mean it. Because he wasn't retiring. Like, he was like, yeah, and then guess what? I'm going to play. When a guy is not retiring, do you really think they feel that way about an organization that they still want to continue playing for?
I think that they feel that way about the fans. I think that's a message to the fans, though. Right. That's not a message to the organization.
Yeah, but he's talking about how the great Bruins and all that. I'm not talking about he's, you know, saying the fans are not great. I'm just saying hold on to that until you retire because you really don't feel that way towards the org. And I'm only saying strictly toward the organization when he brought up the Bruins. The fans, I get it. But hold on to that until you retire because you still wanted to be here. I can't see how you can give the Bruins organization, if you're Brad Marchand, any flowers or any love for when – I'm willing to bet you as a former athlete, if I was in his shoes, I would feel like you did me dirty. Mm.
I have in front of me your farewell note that you left in the Globe.
Oh.
It says, New England. I will never forget the snowball.
Yes.
And how great of a game I played.
It was a great one.
If you ever see me in public, ask for an autographed 8x10. I will have them on me in the near future.
Yep, I'll hand one out to you.
I will also never forget all the free chicken parms I ate in East Boston and other parts of the city.
Shout out to Meridian Market.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sorry. Thank you.
I mean, you know, I did not want to leave New England. Well, I was like, Bill, really?
In a few short years when my career is over, I will be back here looking for comp Celtics tickets on the floor.
Yes. Shout out to Sully.
Signed,
for that one.
Thank you. Jermaine Wiggins.
Yes.
New England Patriot for life.
I am.
Super Bowl champ.
And I only played here a year and a half, but you know what? It was the best year and a half of my life.
It was. All right. Is there any other ones that are worthy of? Hey, you, go ahead.
Yeah, we got one more. Okay.
Oh, God. It is so relieving not having Curtis in today. We got to hear about some Patriots news without it turning into a stupid Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, blah, blah, blah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Curtis back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm surprised there was no angry Principal Dave.
I know. We did not get an angry Principal Dave in Curtis's absence. Yeah.
I met Brad Marchand at a restaurant during the lockout season. I took a picture with him, and it's been my Twitter profile picture ever since. Now what am I going to do?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy in person.
Very nice.
Great guy.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to sit with him and Bergeron at a Patriots game in a suite. Very nice.
Yeah.
Answered a lot of questions. My kid played hockey, a lot of questions about hockey. My wife had a ton of questions, so she had no clue who they were. But
Actually, at the end of the first half, he got up and left because there were so many questions from you. But
that'll do it for Hill Notes today, Greg.
Oh, is that it?
That is it.
They were brought to us by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman. It's electric.